Bless the Lord.
感谢神。
We're delighted to be here.
非常感谢主，我们能在这里。
And I would like to introduce you to my partner, Alana Frank.
啊，介绍我的同工 Alana Frank.
Part of our ministry is a training school.
啊，我们的事工啊，其中是个训练学校。
And Alana came to be with us from Port Alberni, over 3 years ago.
3年前，这位姐妹从 Port Alberni 来到我们的训练中心。
Came for a year and has stayed for almost 4.
她本来预算来一年，结果呢，差不多已经4年了。
Coming into this gathering tonight, I see familiar faces, and because I'm from here and I'm from the Church of Zion, I'm sent out from the Church of Zion, so. Pastor Daniel and Lucy, Pastor Gideon, it's like home.
So, 来到这里看见很熟的面孔，因为我是从这里出去的，是被锡安教会属于锡安教会，锡安教会差我出去的。
I've had the privilege of being on prayer journeys to China twice.
啊，我也去过中国有两次的啊代祷团。
I've been in my hotel room in Beijing when the glory of God has filled it so full there was hardly room for me.
哇，我曾经在北京的旅馆里面，神的荣耀降临，是非常的荣耀。
God put a love in my heart for the Chinese before He put a love of my in my heart for Israel.
其实呢，神把爱中国人的心先放在我里面，后来才是爱以色列的心。
And so I agree what Pastor Nancy said that there's a special bond between the Chinese people and God's people, the Israelites.
所以我非常认同刚才Nancy 牧师所说的，神把华人的心跟以色列连结了。
And tonight, I would like to share with you from the scriptures.
今天晚上我愿意从神的话里跟大家分享。
How important it is for us to be people who build the Church of Jesus Christ upon the apostles and the prophets.
就是呢，我们是何等重要在使徒和先知的根基上建立神的教会。
So if you haven't got a Bible with you, would you please sit beside someone that has a Bible?
所以如果你手上没有圣经的，请跟一个有圣经的人坐在一块。
And we'll give you a couple of moments to resettle in case that's the case. And open up to Isaiah 49.
我们来看以赛亚书49章。
And don't go there, but I'm going to go to a verse in Jeremiah 15 first.
我先分享耶利米书十五章的一些圣经。
Jeremiah 15 verses 16 and then down to 19. Your words were found and I ate them.
就是耶利米书十五章十六到十九节，耶和华万军之神，我得着你的言语，就当食物吃了。
And your word was to me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart.
你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐。
For I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts.
因为我是称为你名下的人。
And I pray that each one of us could read that as if our name was right in it.
我愿意呢，我们把自己的名字好像放进去来读这个经文。
And then we go down to verse 19, and at the end of it, it says, If you take the precious from the vial,
十九节下半节说，你若将宝贵的和下贱的分别出来，
You shall be as my mouth.
你就可以当作我的口。
I want to be as the Lord's mouth.
我愿意当作神的口。
And so we will pause for a moment and ask God to consecrate our mouths to Him.
所以让我们现在就停一下下，让我们的口分别为圣，归给他。
Lord God of Israel,
以色列的神
Father, we give you our mouths.
父啊，我们将我们的口献给你。
And out of the heart, the mouth speaks.
因为我们心里所充满的口就说出来。
And so we desire, Lord, that you would so impact our hearts tonight that every word that comes out of our mouths would reflect your heart.
所以主，我们愿意你这样的触动我们的心，以致我们口里所出的话就反映主你的心意。
And I believe that in this day and age, beloved brothers and sisters,
我相信在这个时代，弟兄姐妹，
that we are in a time where the revelation of mysteries is coming to pass.
就是很多的奥秘要被启示出来。
We read in Romans 16, verses 25 to 27.
25到27节，罗马书十五章二十五到二十七节。
You don't need to go there. Keep in Isaiah 49 because we're coming right back to it.
我们等下马上又回到以赛亚书49章。
But these were Paul's words, and I believe they were never more true than they are right now for our age.
那那些是啊保罗的话，我相信呢，在这个时刻历史的时刻是啊更加的显为真实。
Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, kept secret since the world began, but now made manifest by the prophetic scriptures that are being made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, for obedience to the faith.To God alone wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
罗马书十六章二十五 16, right? 25 to 27. 唯有神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督，并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘坚固你们的心。这奥秘如今显明出来，而且按着永生神的命，借众先知的书指示万国的民，使他们信服真道。愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全智的神，直到永远。阿门。
Amen.
Amen.
So for those of us who have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior,
所以对我们已经接受耶稣基督的人
，who are filled with His Holy Spirit,
被他的灵充满
，we are able to read the prophetic scriptures.
我们是能够读先知的预言
，as revelation from the Lord God of Israel.
就好像直接从神来领受这启示。
And I maintain that God is calling His intercessors in this day and age.
我相信神在这个时代就呼吁兴起他的代祷者
to be proclaimers of the prophetic word according to what is written in the scriptures.
这个时代的代祷者是要宣告神借着先知的话写在圣经里的。
In fact, we can't go wrong by proclaiming the scriptures.
因为当我们宣告圣经的预言的时候，我们绝对不会有错误。
So now, as students of the Holy Spirit,
我们是圣灵的学生。
Let's open the Word to Isaiah 49.
让我们来看以赛亚书四十九章。
Listen, O coastlands, to me, and take heed, you peoples from afar. The Lord has called me from the womb, from the matrix of my mother, He has made mention of my name.
众海岛啊，当听我言，远方的众民啊，留心而听。自我出胎，耶和华就选召我；自出母腹，他就提我的名。
God is not speaking to the Israelite people in this verse. He's speaking to us, the people of the coastlands of the world.
这里呢，并不是对以色列人说，他是对我们说，就是众海岛的子民，远方的众民。
And then Jesus is saying that the Father called me from the womb, another confirmation of the virgin birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后跟着呢，就说自我出胎，就是呢，在此这里是印证耶稣是童女儿生的。
From the matrix of my mother, he made mention of my name.
自出母腹，他就提我的名。
And you'll recall that the angel spoke to Mary and even said what his name would be while he was still.To be conceived.
你记得耶稣还在母腹当中，天使就对他的母亲说，他儿子将来的名字是。
And we are asking that our mouths would be as the mouths of God. And in the next verse 2, He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of His hand He has hidden me, and made me a polished shaft. In His quiver He has hidden me.
第二节讲到刚才我们说，我们愿意我们的口在他手中。成为他的口啊！这里他使我口如快刀，将我藏在他手阴之下；又使我成为磨亮的剑，将我藏在他剑带之中。
Imagine if the words that came out of our mouths were like a sharp sword that cut through all of the deception and darkness and hit the target.
你想象，如果我们口中所出的言语如同两刃的利剑，可以呢穿破所有的黑暗，然后呢就中。那个剑靶。
The word of God does this.
神的话就能达到这个目的。
And as we speak it, we do it.
当我们宣告这个话，我们就能打中剑靶。
And then here's Jesus speaking a very deep word. He says, and he said to me, so that's the Son saying to the Father, or the Father saying to the Son rather, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified.
跟着是神对他的儿子耶稣说哈，对我说，你是我的仆人以色列，我必因你得荣耀。
And this morning, as I was studying this word, that verse "In whom I will be glorified" really resonated in my spirit.
当我今天默想这句话，我必因你得荣耀。
And I thought of Jesus' words in John 17.
我就想到耶稣在约翰福音十七章的话。
Jesus said in 17 verse 4 and 5, I have glorified you on the earth, speaking of his Father.
所以呢，耶稣在约翰福音十七章四五节那里对神说，我已经荣耀你的名。
I have finished the work which you gave me to do.
你差我来成就的，我已经完成。
Now we know that Jesus has finished the work that the Father gave him to do.
我们知道耶稣已经成就神分配给他做的事。
But are all the prophetic words fulfilled yet?
但是不是所有关于耶稣的预言都成就了呢？是不是所有圣经里面的预言都成就了吗？
Are all the prophetic words fulfilled yet?
所有圣经里的预言都成就了吗？
No.
No.
So who's going to do these works?
那谁要来成就这些的事？
Can you put your hand up?
我应该都要举手哈。
We are going to do greater works, Jesus said.
耶稣说我们要做更大的事。
And so then he goes on in verse 5 and says, And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
就是约翰福音十七章四五节啊，在地上你所托付我的事我成全了，父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。
And in our lives, we have the supreme privilege to glorify God.
在我们的生命里，我们有这个荣幸可以荣耀神。
We must not take this lightly.
我们不要轻看。
It is an honored calling that we have.
这是神给我们一个特殊的呼召跟荣誉。
As intercessors of the living God in the closing hours of this part of the drama.
就是在这末世的时候作为神的代导者。
Verse 4 of Isaiah 49, Then I said, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for nothing and in vain. Yet surely my just reward is with the Lord and my work is with my God.
第四节以赛亚书四十九章回到那里，我却说我劳碌是徒然，我尽力是虚无虚空，然而我当得的礼必在耶和华那里，我的赏赐必在我神那里。
Have you ever felt like that?
你有没有感觉过
I've labored in vain?
好像劳碌徒然。
But you know that everything you do in the name of the Lord will have its completion at some point in time.
但是你要知道你所为神的劳苦一定会有一个结果。
My mother in her earthly life never saw her daughter come to Jesus.
我母亲在她活着的时候没有看见她的女儿信主。
But she prayed for this every day of her life.
但是呢她活着的时候每一天为着女儿归信主而祷告。
7 years after she was with the Lord,
她过世后七年
I came to faith.
我才信主。
Do you have unanswered prayers?
你是不是有还没有被应允的祷告?
Jesus did too.
耶稣也有。
But we're part of the answer.
但是我们是耶稣祷告的答案的。
And I pray that if he does nothing else tonight but impart in you hope that your prayers are effective.
我就愿意呢，你们心中今天就领受一个盼望，你的祷告是有果效的。
Verse 5.
第五节。
And now the Lord says, who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him so that Israel is gathered to him, For I shall be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. Indeed, he says, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth.
第五、第六节。耶和华从我出胎造就我做他的仆人要使雅各归向他使以色列到他那里聚集原来耶和华看我为尊贵我的神也成为我的力量现在他说你做我的仆人使雅各众支派复兴使以色列中得保全的归回尚为小事我还要使你做外邦人的光叫你施行我的救恩直到地极
For those of you in the workforce, you probably know what a job description is.
我们上班的人知道一个工作的一个那个什么那个工作的他的 工作范围啊，怎么说 ？Job description.
This is Jesus' job description.
这个就是呢耶稣的工作的范围。
He is to be a servant of the Lord.
他要做神的仆人。
He is to bring Jacob back to him.
他要使雅各众支派复兴归向神。
He is to gather Israel to the Father.
他要召聚以色列回归神的心意。
And in this he will be glorified.
这样神就得荣耀。
But that was too small a thing, the Lord said.
但是这个只是一个小事。
Jesus was also to raise up the tribe of Jacob, to restore the preserved ones of Israel.
耶稣还要叫雅各众支派复兴，使以色列得保全归回。
And then the eyes of the Lord looked over and he saw all of us.
然后呢，父神又看见所有我们这些外邦人。
And he says, I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth.
我还要使你做外邦人的光，叫你施行我的救恩直到地极。
And as you begin to pray the scriptures back to the Lord, and I'm sure you're all very used to that.
当我们再把神的话语又向他用来祷告。
Each one of us will have a certain place that we're thinking of when we see My salvation to the ends of the earth.
当我们祷告啊，施行我的救恩直到地极，相信我们也有份啊，在这个祷告上。
It may be Taiwan or Hong Kong or mainland China, Macau, wherever.
可能我们的心就想到啊，要施行神的救恩，在台湾，在香港，在中国。
But the Father has caused Jesus to be a light to your nation.
就是。父神接着耶稣在中国在你的国家成为。
And therefore, as we pray for Israel's restoration and return,
当我们为以色列来祷告，以色列的归回复兴。
In effect, we are praying for his touch on the lives of our own families wherever they are.
其实我们同时呢，就是已经是为了我们自己的家人家乡祷告。
Those who bless Israel will be blessed.
因为祝福以色列的就必得祝福。
And all families of the nations will be blessed through the Jewish people.
而且地上的万族也必因以色列得祝福。
This is not an idle thing. This is a very profound truth that God has given us.
这是个很宝贵的真理。
And a love for Israel is a foundation block for all of us in the Christian church.
就是爱以色列应该是我们的信仰的一个根基。
So let's go on to verse 7.
第七节。
Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, their Holy One, to him whom man despises, to him whom the nation abhors, to the servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, and he has chosen you.
第七节，救赎主以色列的圣者耶和华，对那被人所藐视、本国所憎恶、官长所虐待的如此说：君王要看见就站起，首领也要下拜，都因信使的耶和华就是拣选你以色列的圣者。
Why is Israel so despised?
为什么以色列被藐视
？This little piece of property in the Middle East.Why is it so despised?
为什么这么小的一块地方在中东是这样的被藐视
？We know that Satan knows when the people return and begin to hallow God's name that his time is finished.
因为仇敌魔鬼知道，当以色列人回归而且来敬拜神的时候呢，魔鬼的时候就到了。
And so our role is to hasten the return of Messiah through the return of the Jewish people.
那我们的服侍就是要让以色列人回归，以及更快地看见主耶稣再来。
Thus says the Lord, verse 8.
第八节，耶和华如此说。
In an acceptable time I have heard you.
在悦纳的时候我应允了你。
In the day of salvation I have helped you.
在拯救的日子我记住了你。
I will preserve you.
我要保护你。
And give you as a covenant to the people.
使你做众民的中保。
To restore the earth.
复兴遍地
to cause them to inherit the desolate heritages, that you may say to the prisoners, "Go forth," and to those who are in darkness, "Show yourselves."
对那被捆绑的人说，出来吧；对那在黑暗的人说，显露吧。
You know, whenever we see the Lord say, I will, pay attention.
每当我们看见圣经说我会神要做什么，我们要注意。
And they shall feed along the roads, and their pasture shall be on all the desolate heights.
他们在路上必得饮食，在一切近光的高处必有食物。
They shall neither hunger nor thirst, neither heat nor sun shall strike them. For he who has mercy on them will lead them, even by the springs of water he will guide them.
不饥不渴，炎热和烈日必不伤害他们，因为连续他们的必引导他们，领他们到水泉旁边。
He will make each of my mountains a road, and my highways shall be elevated.
我必使我的众山成为大道，我的大路也被修高。
Surely these shall come from afar. Look, those from the north and the west, and these from the land of Sinan, China.
这些从远方来，这些从北方，从西方，这些从秦国来，从中国来。
Isn't it thrilling when we find our own nation in the Word of God?
这是很兴奋，还看见我们自己国家在圣经里。
And the writer, the Holy Spirit, just breaks out in praise. Sing, O heavens! Be joyful, O earth!
然后圣经的作者圣灵就在这里欢喜说：“诸天哪，应当欢呼！”
And break out in singing, O mountains! For the Lord has comforted His people and will have mercy on His afflicted.
大地啊，应当快乐；众山啊，应当发声歌唱，因为耶和华已经安慰他的百姓，也要连续他困苦之民。
Now, we're going to listen to the next passage of Scripture sung to us.
好，下一段的圣经我们要听，是唱给我们听的。
And this song came out of a time of consecration of a young woman at the International House of Prayer in Kansas City.
这个是在
So just close your eyes and listen.
根据经文的一个创作。
Day you will no longer say, Blessed be the Lord.
those who survive will find grace in the wilderness to look upon the one you have pierced. Yes, in the day you will no longer say, blessed be the Lord our God who parted the Red Sea. For in the day you will say, blessed be Yeshua HaMashiach. Yes, in the day you will say, blessed be Yeshua HaMashiach. For in the day my foot will stand on the mountain called Olives, and the mount will split in two. There shall be a holy procession to Jerusalem. He set free the captives, those condemned to die. Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. You're the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You're the King.
Brethren, we know we're coming into dark times for Israel. But we also know that the Lord God of heaven and earth, who made covenant with Israel, is a covenant-keeping God. And everything that He has promised, He will fulfill.
他所应许的,
We are in a time of readiness.
我们也是在,
I thank God for raising you up at this hour.
感谢神把你们兴起来。
I thank God for the passion that He's put in your hearts to pray for a nation that maybe some of you have not even set foot in yet.
感谢神把为以色列祷告的心赏给你们。
But the day is coming when you'll go up each year to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles in Jerusalem.
你们每年都会去, 到以色列来守节。
And so it's worth the labors that you're going through now in order to be there where you're supposed to be in the days to come.
所以现在祷告的劳苦是值得的, 有一天你就能经常地去。
So we might ask, what is our role?
所以我们的角色是什么呢?
Let's go on to verse 22.
我们来看刚才以赛书49:22。
Thus says the Lord God.
主耶和华如此说。
Behold, I will lift my hand in an oath to the nations.
我必向列国举手，向万民竖立大旗。
I will set up my standard for the peoples.
向万民竖立大旗。
And they shall bring your sons in their arms.
他们必将你的众子怀中抱来。
And they will bring your daughters carried on their shoulders.
将你的众女肩上扛来。
Kings shall be your foster fathers.
列王必做你的养父。
And their queens your nursing mothers.
王后必做你的乳母。
They shall bow down to you with their faces to the earth.
他们必将脸伏地向你下拜
and lick up the dust of your feet
并舔你脚上的尘土
then you will know that I am the Lord
你便知道我是耶和华
for they shall not be ashamed who wait for me
等候我的必不至羞愧
there is no clearer mandate for the non-Jewish believer in the Lord Jesus Christ
在这里是非常清楚给我们外邦人的一个使命
God says, I will.
他说我必。
And then he says, you shall.
然后他说你们要。
And his grace empowers us.
他的恩典。
Those ones who will carry his children home.
他的恩典会帮助我们成为抱以色列回以色列地的。
Isn't that marvelous?
很奇妙吧。
I will.And you shall.
这里说我必，然后你们也必他们必。
And he will cause the leaders of nations, kings, to be their foster fathers.
甚至呢，神要让列王做以色列的养父。
May Stephen Harper be one of those.
我们愿我们的总理 Harper 成为这样的一个人。
And their queens, your nursing mothers.
说王后必做你的乳母。
Those in the nation shall bow down to the Jewish people.
然后列国的人要向以色列人下拜。
And lick up the dust of their feet.
舔他们脚上的尘土。
Then you will know that I am the Lord.
他说那个时候你便知道我是耶和华。
And in Ezekiel 36:23, the Lord says that when Israel comes home,begins to hallow the name of our holy God, all nations will know that he is the Lord.
在以西结书26:33说，当以色列人的心归向神，而来尊荣神的时候，列国就知道他是神。
That's 36. Ezekiel 36:23.
刚才是以西结书36:23。
He says, I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. And the nation shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when I am hallowed in you before their eyes.
就是以西结书36:23，我要使我的大名显为圣，这名在列国中已被亵渎，就是你们在地中间所亵渎的。我在他们眼前，在你们身上显为圣的时候，他们就知道我是耶和华。
And the word says that faith without works is dead.
圣经说，信心没有行为是死的。
But here in Isaiah 49:22, there is faith and there are works.
但是刚才以赛亚书49:22那里是有信心也有行动。
The faith comes from the Lord. He's the one that does the amazing I will lift my hand part
那个信心就是神他要亲自的做我必向列国举手他要做的
the works are to bring his children home
然后呢我们的行动呢就是呢他们必就是我们必把他的
tonight,
以色列子民带回以色列
tonight we're doing a work in prayer
今天我们就是为以色列祷告是一个工作
but we can also be practical
但是另外呢我们也可以做些实际的
We can actually physically help those ones home from North America that are going now.
我们可以实际帮助一些从北美他们要回归居住在以色列的犹太人。
Church of Zion has had the joy of sending off a couple, two couples now, the Cunninghams and the Dodgsons.
然后锡安教会呢有帮助有两对夫妻哈，就从北美回归以色列。
One couple is living in Nahariya near the Mediterranean.
有一个在地中海附近的一个城市 Nahariya 住。
Another couple is living in Bat Yam, right on the edge of the Mediterranean Sea.
另外一个也是在地中海的旁边以色列的。
And they are both helping other Jewish couples to get settled when they come into the land.
然后这两对夫妻呢，也在帮助其他犹太人从别国移民回归以色列的时候呢，来安定安居。
And what we try and recommend is that there's three parts of bringing the Jewish people home.
就在我们的事工当中，我们就是建议有三个步骤来帮助以色列人回归住在以色列地。
The first we're doing here tonight.
第一个就是像我们今天晚上做的
prayer
祷告。
Because many of the North American Jews, in fact, the Jews living right here in Vancouver, are in a very comfortable place.
为什么呢？因为很多在北美的犹太人比如说在温哥华的犹太人，他们的生活非常的安舒。
But they're in exile.
但是其实呢，他们可以说是在被掳之地。
And they don't realize it.
但是他们自己并不察觉。
But we can pray that their eyes will be open.
但是我们要为以色列犹太人祷告，让他们的眼睛被打开。
And that they will begin to hear the call of the Father.
他们听到天父的呼召。
Come home.
就是回家吧。
It's time to come home.
是时候要回家了。
My son wants to return.
我的儿子要回到地上来。
But the welcoming committee is not yet complete.
但欢迎的委员会还没有预备好。
So we can pray them in.
所以我们要接着祷告，让以色列人归回以色列地。
Well, pray them out and then pray them in.
让犹太人愿意离开他们现在的国家，然后又进入回到以色列地。
And I say that because there's been some very disturbing statistics lately.
我这样说呢，是因为呢，最近有些不太好的一些统计。
The Jewish population in Vancouver is going up, not down.
就是呢，在温哥华的犹太人的社群呢的人数是越来越多，而不是减少。
And we really want to reverse that in prayer.
我们要接着祷告，希望呢这个数字呢要减少哈。
The Father will help.
天父会帮助啊。
We want the Jewish population of this city to be where they're supposed to be in Israel.
我们愿意看见呢，在温哥华的犹太子民，他们回到他们应该去的地方，在以色列。
And this isn't something that we think up. This is God's plan.
这不是我们想象出来的，是神的计划。
There are over 700 promises in the Scriptures that He's going to take His people home.
有超过700个应许说神要把他的子民带回以色列地。
He who scattered Israel shall regather him.
那分散以色列的要再次的招聚他们。
And keep him as a shepherd does his flock.
然后如牧人来保护他的羊群，保护以色列人。
Jeremiah 31:10.
耶利米书31:10.
Jeremiah 31 is a love letter from God to his people.
是一个爱的书信，是神给他子民。
And as we read through scriptures like this, I mean, the Old Testament is prophets are filled with prayers that we can pray.
当我们读这样的经文的时候，我们就发现，很多这些的经文就可以用来祷告的。
And I want you right now to go to Isaiah 43.
我们来看以赛亚书43章。
Isaiah 43.
以赛亚书43章。
And again, we're going to hear a song. And then what I would like us to do in the time that we have left is to get into small groups and pray through Isaiah 43.
然后呢，我们可以用他先有一个献唱，然后我们来在小组里面呢，用以赛亚书43章来祷告。为以色列祷告。
Let the Spirit of God within you rise up and take the words of these scriptures that were sown 2,500, 2,700 years ago and make them real today because we are reapers of this harvest.
好，让我们把过去的这个把圣经的话语变成真实。
So let's listen to this song that was given to the daughter of the founder of Return Ministries, Lynette Bai. And she asked the Lord what was on his heart. And this is what he gave her.
就是呢，我这个事工的创办人的女儿有一次跟神说，你的心意是什么？然后神就把这首诗歌给她了，来听这首诗歌。
The Lord who's created you says, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. Fear not, for I've called you by your name.
For
you.
Into groups of five or six.
可能我们五六个人啊，一组，就是用以赛亚书四十三章为以色列祷告。
And just begin to read through Isaiah 43 and pray it through.
Ah, 我们就大概用十分钟啊，这样好吗？用十分钟。我谢谢你带领我们祷告。
Thank you, Lord.Lord, heaven records what is done in times like this.
主，你在天上纪念像这样代祷的时刻。
Do you suppose one day the Lord will let us see the rerun of what our prayers were all about?
或许有一天神会让我们看见我们的祷告所带来的结果。
It will be a joy to see the fulfillment of them.
会看见神成就这些祷告是何等的喜乐。
Sister Agnes has asked me to share a little bit more about the ministry.
她再有一点点分享关于她的事工啊。
And Return Ministries, everything we do is wound up in that little word return.
我们的事工就是环绕这个字 ，return 回归。
We help the body of Christ in North America because that's where God has called us to return. to our proper Hebraic biblical roots.
一个方面，神是帮助在北美基督徒的群体回到我们那个犹太人的一个根源，在圣经里面的。
If you cut a tree off from its roots, it dies.
就是如果你把一个树呢从根把它砍下来，那个树就会死。
But when that tree is grafted back in, it begins to live again.
但是如果树枝再连接在一个树干上、树根上，它就会再活起来。
When the Jewish people rejected God's plan, they began to die.
当犹太人拒绝了神的计划，他们开始死亡。
And he turned to the Gentile people.
然后我们就外邦人就可以领受。
And we began to live.
那我们就开始活起来。
But now it's time.
但是现时候。
Israel is again a nation.
以色列已经成国了。
He has spoken to the land of Israel and says,You will now get ready because my people are coming home.
所以呢，神好像在对以色列这个地来说，你现在预备好，因为我的子民现在要回归这个土地了。
And now it's time for us to have mercy on those ones who were cut off.
现在是我们要连续那个原先被砍出来的犹太人。
Romans 11:11 says that.We received salvation so that we could make Israel jealous.
罗马书十一章十一节说呢，我们的得救是要激发以色列人以至于嫉妒哈。
So ask the Lord, how can I make a Jew jealous?
所以我们要问神，我们怎么样可以让犹太人呢那个激发他们哈。
Do you know what really makes them jealous?
你知道怎么样会让他们
When they see the passion that we have for their God and for the Word.
当他们看见我们是何等的热爱他们的神还有他们的话语神的话语。
So the first return of return ministries is to help the church to return to the root so that we can be well.
所以呢我们的事工 return, 第一就是帮助呢基督的教会回到神的话语。回到那个以色那个犹太人的根基，也是我们可以呢很健全。
Our second mandate is to actually physically help the Jewish people to return to the land.
然后第二个神给我们的使命就是具体的帮助犹太人回归以色列地居住。
And we do that by matching congregations, prayer groups, or individuals with Jewish individuals or families who are making aliyah.
所以呢，我们就是呢，帮助个别的教会或者祷告小组或者个人呢，跟预备要回归以色列的犹太人呢有一个连结。
And you know how your church might have a missionary or a child that you're sponsoring in some other country?
就是有些时候我们教会的差传事工支持去某一个国家的宣教士或者资助领养某一个地方一个贫穷的孩子，是不是？
We're praying for that breakthrough.
我们就是做这样的，跟犹太回归的人的教会与回归的人连接。
Where the Christian body of Christ will begin to sponsor families going home.
就是呢，让呢教会呢可以资助一些的家庭回归以色列。
And we help them in three ways: prayer, encouragement, and finances if they need finances.
有三方面帮助他们：祷告、鼓励。如果需要经济的帮助，经济的资助。
Contrary to the deception, all Jews are not rich.
我们不要以为所有犹太人都是很有钱的。
And many people need help.
其实呢，很多犹太人他要回归以色列，也需要一些经济的帮助。
The third part of return is the most important part, but it needs the first two.
第三个我们事工呢是最重要的，但是需要头两样哈。
God has purposed that first the church would come into a fullness.
神应许说，首先教会的要满足了教会那个人外邦的时候教会要满足了。
So that the Jewish people would return.
教会成熟满足的时候满足的时候，那犹太人就回归。
So we could be the one new man.
所以呢，我们就是教会与犹太人就成为一个新人。
Called the bride of Christ,
就是呢基督的心腹
so that the bridegroom can return,
以致呢新郎可以回来
and the return of Jesus Christ is imminent.
那么耶稣再要回来的日子越来越近了。
But we have such a role to play in that.
但是我们也有预备的角色。
And one of the things that we do is we go to Israel as often as we can.
所以呢，其中一样我们做的，为了预备耶稣的再来，就是我们尽量啊，经常去以色列。
And we film the fulfillment of God's word.
然后呢，我们就要啊应验神的话语。
I want to show you an example.
啊，比如说
Amos chapter 9,
亚摩斯书九章
verses 13 to 15,
十三到啊十五节。
Last May, I stood on a mountaintop.
啊，去年五月，我在啊以色列一个山上。
In the mountains of Samaria,
就是撒玛利亚的山上。
It's called the Mount of Blessing, Mount Gerizim.
就是呢，啊，加勒西山就是呢祝福的山哈，就是。
And we were with an Orthodox Jewish man and his family.
那天我们跟一个啊传统的啊正统的犹太人的家庭在一起。
Who took a rocky piece of land and began to plant vines 5 years ago?
他五年前呢就啊得到这块呢石头地，但是就在那里开始呢种植葡萄。
And for the first 4 years, when the grapes form,They circumcise the plants and cast the grapes on the ground.
头四年他们种这个葡萄树呢，那个结果的时候呢，他就把它切了，再扔在地上。
But in the fifth year, they harvest the grapes.
到第五年呢，他们就收成那些的葡萄。
And we were with them when they uncapped their first vintage.
所以呢，他们在第一次有这个收成的时候，我们跟他们在一起。
And in that moment, we stepped into the fulfillment of Scripture.
在那个时刻，我们就是进入呢神这个话语的应验。
Verse 13 of Amos 9.
就是呢亚摩斯书九章十三节。
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him who sows seed, and the mountain shall drip with sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it.
耶和华说，日子将到，耕种的必接续收割的。揣葡萄的必接续撒种的，大山要滴下甜酒，小山都必流奶。
And then pay attention because we're going to see some of God's I wills again.
跟着下面又看见一些我要我必。
I will bring back the captives of my people Israel.
我必使我民以色列被掳的归回。
They shall build the waste cities and inhabit them.
他们必重修荒废的城居住。
They shall plant vineyards and drink wine from them.
在葡萄园喝其中所出的酒。
They shall also make gardens and eat from them.
修造果木园吃其中的果子。
I will plant them in their land, and no longer shall they be pulled up from the land I have given them, says the Lord your God.
我要将他们栽于本地，他们不再从我所赐给他们的地上拔出来。这是耶和华你的神说的。
And what does the powers in the world want to do right now?
但是现在世界的啊权势想要做什么呢？
But pull out those settlers from these lands.
就是呢，想把以色列人的从这些的啊地把他们拔出来。
Have we got a role to play in this?
那我们要扮演什么角色呢
？We're doing it tonight.
就是今天晚上一样。
We're praying for God's word to be raised up and fulfilled.
我们是祷告让神的话语。
And for the purposes of the enemy to be cast down.
仇敌的计划完全败落。
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And so we film these little vignettes.
所以呢，我们在以色列地呢，就呢拍摄很多的短片。
And every day, as you turn on your computer,
所以每天呢，如果你啊上网
，and you plug into www.
就是呢啊到我们的网站啊
，return r e t u r n，
就是你们拿这本书的时候呢，这里有 I have it there.
Good.
就是在英文那里呢，英文的网站有那 return。return.co.il 如果你们没有你拿这本书里面我发一张纸就是这个
and you click on daily focus
你就上我的网站
yeah,
我们的网站
there it is right there whoops right there
上我们的网站呢然后你就 click
and you click on daily focus
地方写 daily focus
go ahead click on that stepping into one's Jewish heritage well what do you know Isaiah 49:22
天正好 Daily Focus 就讲到以赛亚书49:22，它每天不一样的。
Let's just watch it. It's only 3 or 4 minutes
long. My name is Levi, and I am excited to be in Tel Aviv today. We just arrived last night from Canada, and some people in our group met up with Nomi, or Naomi, as many of us would understand the name. And Nomi, it's so nice to be with you, but what was really interesting last night, Shabbat, the beginning of the Feast of Sukkot, is to find out that you just arrived from Switzerland.
Yes, exactly. I just arrived.
And you have an interesting mission. Why are you here in Israel right now?
Yes.
Thank you. It's a little hard to hear, so I'll just explain. So we meet people when we're in Israel on tour. We find out their stories.
就听他们的故事。
We pray for them.
为他们祷告。
Encourage them.
鼓励他们。
And we also teach on these little 3 to 5 minute vignettes.
那在这些的每天有3到5分钟的这些的短片当中，我们也做一些圣经的教导。
And I am thrilled. I have to pinch myself sometimes.
有时候我非常兴奋，我要抓一下自己。
To realize that God is allowing us to film the fulfillment.Of the Word of God.
我真是非常兴奋，神让我们来拍摄神话语的应验。
So we take tours to Israel with the pastors and their spouses and church congregations and Dean Bai teaches every moment of the time you're in Israel.
所以呢，我们就会带一些的团队教会的团队啊，牧者的团队呢，到以色列去，然后我们就一边去呢，就一边做教导啊、祷告啊这样。
If we were to take a Chinese group, we would have somebody like this dear sister come, and she would translate all of his messages.
就比如说呢，如果我要带一个中国的团队呢，那Dean's your husband.
No, Dean is the no.He could be my son. He's 20 years younger than me, but he's Dean Bai. I'm Peg Byers.
Sorry.
Yeah. He's the founder.
就是那个创办人哈，就说呢，他就会做一些教导。他教导呢，就如果带你们去，就翻译哈。
We are taking French pastors in another couple of weeks.
比如说过两个礼拜呢，我们会带一些法国的一些牧者去。
Not just from Canada, but from places in Europe, they're coming.
欧洲的、加拿大的一些法裔的人去
And we go at the time of the feasts and really teach about the importance of keeping the feasts of the Lord.
我们在那犹太的节期的时候去，然后就教导那个节期的重要。
And so that's one of the. So we've got the tours, we've got the daily focus, and the website has many teachings on it as well.
所以我们的网站呢有很多的教导可以上网来看来听的。还有我们这个带的这个学习团队啊。
And then we have a training base in about 30 minutes north of London, Ontario.
我们在呢东部有一个训练的中心。
We're on an old Air Force base.
是一个旧的一个那个飞机的基地啊。
And we have 7 homes there.
那里我们有七个房子。
And people come and spend a year or more with us to learn more about God's heart for Israel.
So, 我们那里的训练中心呢，有些人就来这里呢，可能住一年或者以上，就在那里上课学习神对以色列的心意。
We've had Australians and French and Israelis and Arabs, Arab Christians come. We haven't yet had a Chinese person come.
我们有从澳大利亚，从亚拉伯人各种各样的人来跟我们上课，但好像还没有华人。
I'll be happy to get you an application.
如果你有兴趣，可以申请来。
We don't charge.
我们不收费的。
We feed you.
还给你吃。
We teach you.
还有教你。
We give you a nice warm bed.
还给你地方住。
We take you on tour around Canada and the United States, sharing the message.
还能带着你跟我们去北美不同的城市来分享以色列的信息。
And then we send you home to spread the message.
然后呢，就把你拆回你的地方来宣讲以色列的
信息。Does that sound good?
是不是很好
？Good. Send us someone, eh?
好，所以你们差派一个人过来吧。
Yeah. And tonight I've brought with me some resources. There are some. I want the young chap on the audio there. Could you just begin to play that DVD there? I'm just going to show you an example.
我带了一些资料来。
I'm going to show you the introduction of an example to one of our teaching videos on praying effectively for Israel.
就给你参考，我们其中一个是教导如何为以色列祷告的一个教导的 DVD。
Raising up people to pray day and night for Israel.
Let's take some steps right here in Israel. Let's be watchmen. Let's awake. Let's watch.
这个就是创造人丁拜。
With great teaching to understand how to be.
He's going up into a watchtower.
We're bringing you teaching to encourage and assist those who will diligently pray and cry out and intercede for the return and the restoration of the Jewish people to their land and to their God.All according to that which
That's the Eastern Gate that Jesus will return to.
这是以色列的那个耶路撒冷的东门，耶稣要从东门回来。
This one is from Romans chapter 11, and it's understanding the call of the Gentiles.
他这里是讲罗马书十一章的教导，明白外邦人的呼召。
And I'll tell you, it's a beautiful day here in Jerusalem. A little bit windy.
That's great. Thank
you. As some of us are already aware, the Mount of Gethsemane.
I wish we had them translated into Chinese.
如果被翻译到中文就好了。
Maybe someone will help us with that.
那可能有人帮。
But right now, if you can understand English, I have some samples at the front here, and you're welcome to come as we close the meeting and just take a sample.
如果你喜欢的话，我前面有一些的sample 是英文的，你可以欢迎你来领取。
And then I have some in sets at the back of the hall that are, if you'd like to leave a donation, fine, that would be wonderful. We want to get these into your hands.
然后后面的是一套一套的教导，如果你能可以有一点自由奉献，那也很好，因为我们愿意来让你们有这个资源。
You know, I think if there's anything that God has really broken me of in the 6 years I've been with Return Ministries,
在我这个服事当中有六年呢，神有一个东西是破除了，帮助我。
It's that spirit of lack.
就是呢，一个贫穷缺乏的灵。
I have learned that what God asks us to do, He will finance.
我就知道呢，神要我们做的事情，他一定会供应。
And that's why we've offered our teaching for to our students that come for no cost.
所以呢，对我们来说，我们的学生我们都不收费。
Jesus sent out his disciples without a purse.
耶稣差遣门徒出去的时候，他没有带钱囊。
Luke chapter 10.
路加福音十章。
And that's what we do as well.
所以我们就是这样做。
We've looked in our freezer and said, Lord, we have no meat.
然后我们看我们的冰柜说，哎呀，主啊，没有肉了。
And the next day, a farmer from Alberta phones and says, I'm to send you a cow.
然后呢，明天那个 Alberta 一个农夫就打电话给我们说，我要送给你们一条牛。
I tell you, it builds your faith.
你知道吧？这样我们就是那信心被建立。
There's lots more I could tell you. I
mean, 讲不完。
I would love to tell you stories about my experiences in China, but you'd be able to top every one of them. I know that.
我都很想分享在中国的经历，但是你们都知道哈，你们都有。
I feel very much a part of you.
我真是感觉是跟大家是。一个身体啊。
And it's a joy to come home every once in a while to share with Zion. The fruit of their labors because they've poured into my life.
感谢主可以经常回来，特别在西安教会分享，因为他们在我们身上所种下的。
Is there any questions that any of you might have?
有没有什么问题想问的
？Yes, brother.
你说犹太人对耶稣基督的态度是怎么样？He wants to ask, what are the attitudes of the Jewish people towards Jesus? Because they don't believe in Jesus, right?
They're still blind and deaf,
他们还是瞎眼耳聋。
Blinded and deafened them.
但是呢，是神叫他们眼瞎耳聋的。
But a growing number are coming to faith.
但是呢，越来越多开始信靠耶稣。
And in the Word of God, it says that when they come home, He will pour out clean water on them, and they'll know that He's their God.
那神应许说呢，当他们回归的时候，神要把清水洒在他们身上。他们就知道他是神。
At the turn of the century of the, you know, 1800 to 1900s, there were no believers in the Jewish community.
从1800年到1900年那个之前哈，没有犹太人1900年那没有犹太人的信徒。
Now there are over 100 congregations of messianic believers in Israel.
现在以色列有超过100个有犹太人的聚会的团体。
And every time that God does something in Israel, there is a corresponding pouring out of His Spirit in the Gentile world.
每次呢，神在以色列做任何的工作，在外邦地的教会当中，也是有圣灵一个浇灌，做一个新的工作。
And in 1967, particularly when Israel in the 1967 war recaptured Jerusalem.
特别是1967年，在那个六日战争当中，当以色列呢得回耶路撒冷的时候
，God began to pour out His Spirit, and the Jesus movement began.
然后呢，神就把他的灵浇灌在列国，那就是在北美的耶稣运动开始了，在西皮士的耶稣运动。
Many people who are pastors today came to the Lord in those years.
就是今天很多北美的牧者是从那个时代的耶稣运动呢
And that is when he began to open the eyes of the Jewish people to know that Yeshua, Jesus, was their Messiah.
也是那个时候呢，神开始呢打开以色列的眼睛，认识耶稣基督是弥赛亚。
So in the nation of Canada and in the United States, there are very few Jewish people who know Messiah.
在北美加拿大美国并没有很多犹太人认识耶稣是弥赛亚
despite a lot of evangelism going on by Jews for Jesus and chosen people that are doing good work but getting them home is the key because in Israel Jesus will be revealed to them
虽然有一些不同的事工是向犹太人传福音，但是呢，并没有很多犹太人在北美信主。但是呢，我觉得那个关键钥匙要让北美的犹太人回到以色列，因为回到以色列的时候，耶稣会将自己启示给他们的。
So I invite you. Oh yes, please.
So she wants to ask: Is there any way that we can connect to individual families that have already made Aliyah to Israel?
Yes, absolutely. We've helped about 30. Already, and many of them still need help.
我们已经帮助有大概30个家庭有这样的连结，很多还继续的需要帮助的。
Right now, we've got a young man that's just moved to Israel, who was came to know Yeshua in the States and worked with IHOP in Kansas City. He's now learning Hebrew in Israel.But he needs help with his rent. He needs about $400 a month to help him to stay in Israel.
Oh, so we have a young person. He later he became a believer. He has also gone to IHOP. Now he is in Israel, learning Hebrew. He needs about $400 a month for rent. He also needs help to pay the rent.
I can give you many other examples of people that could really use help. The family that Zion helped, the Dodgsons.They still need help.
就好像西安教会所帮助的这个家庭，他们还需要经济帮助的。
Charles delivers vegetables at 4 a.m. one day a week. That's the only job he's been able to find.
哦，他那个人只找到一个工作呢，就是要凌晨四点开始呢去做送货的工作。
And his wife is an editor, but her computer just crashed.
啊，这个人的太太是一个编辑，但。
So we get to know these people intimately and know what their needs are. They write us and tell us, pray for this, pray for that. Even the ones that aren't messianic, you know, we help a lot of Orthodox Jews too.
所以我们帮助的有些是犹太已经信主的犹太人，有些还没有信主的，他是传统的犹太人，我们也帮助他们，跟他们的生活息息相关，他们有需要就跟我们说，请我们祷告啊，帮助啊。
But we can connect you to families so that you get to know them.And write them, and visit them when you go to Israel.
也可以帮助你们跟一些家庭来连接，让你们认识他们啊，通书信啊。如果到以色列的时候，可以拜访他们。
Our program is called Project Return.
所以我们有一个事工，就是说呢，回归事工。
And I've got pamphlets at the back.
在后面也有这个简介的。
Any other questions? There's also a sheet at the back if you'd like to get our. Newsletters. You give us your email address.
如果你想收我们定期的通讯呢，也可以登记上网登记，我们就会定期寄给你们。
And we'd like to Alana and I would like to thank you for your warm welcome, and we'd also like to play one last song, "Zealous for Zion," because that's who you are.
我跟我的同工非常感谢你们热情的接待我们。最后我们想分享一首诗歌，这首歌就是为锡安火热，因为你们就是为锡安火热。
And this is the Father singing over his bride Israel from Zechariah chapter 8.
这是从撒迦利亚书八章，是父神的心向以色列祷告啊，向以色列歌唱的。
So let's join with the Father's heart and sing over Israel.
所以我们与父的心连结为以色列而唱。
And then please come and take one of the DVDs and visit our desk at the back.
然后呢，
I love you all.
我爱你们。等一下你可以到前面拿东西，还有后面去看一下啊。
分享
，Really thank Peg Wise for sharing with us this evening.
真是让我们更多的进入神的心意的里面
，so that we can enter into God's purpose.
那我们呢？现在呢？想要 对于这个 Peg Barrett 姐妹还有她的这个 return 的这个事工呢有一些的奉献，也让我们在对于支持以色列的这样的一个事情上面，我们也要有份。
We want to take up an offering for Peg Bias and also for return ministries because we want to have a part to play in ministry to Israel.
因为刚才我们也听到，实际上在这个事工的里面有很多的需要。
So we also heard that there are many needs in this ministry.
就是我盼望，当他今天来到我们当中来传递这个意向的每一个人，其实我们每一个人，就是神已经把那个种子放在我们的里面。
You know, God has already put the seed for the love of Israel in us already.
我们不只是要把这样的一个种子再撒在这个神国度的里面，这个祷告的这个种子。
And this seed for prayer, we want to sow it in.
并且我们要撒下金钱的种子。
But we also sow in with financial giving too.
所以求神来帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
那这个他前面呢有一些的这个DVD 的影带。
And then there are some DVD samples front.
那因为呢，数量非常的有限哈。
Because they're limited copies.
那所以呢，可不可以先呢，就是说以这个教会为单位，我盼望来到这里的每一个教会至少都领受到这样的一个 DVD. Maybe 我们可以在祷告会好，或者是什么样的场合的里面，把这样的信息带到华人的教会的里面。
So I would like to see representatives from the different churches to come so that at least every church will have one of those DVDs and maybe can show it in the churches.
那之后呢，我们可能再跟他联系。如果说弟兄姐妹在需要有更多的 DVD 的话。
And if you have need for more, you can connect directly with Peg.
好，那在这个姐妹呢继续弹琴的过程的当中呢，那我们可以陆陆续续的来奉献。那么如果说你要开支票的话，那么支票的 title 呢就写 Church of Zion， 写锡安教会啊。然后那个支票的下面那个再写上就是说为这个return 的这个事工，或者待会儿我们就会请这个奉献的收据呢就由锡安教会开出来。
好，you can either deposit cash or write check, write it to Church of Zion and designate it to Peg, and then Church of Zion will give you a receipt.
Return 这个会整个到他们的事工的里面去。
The offering will be given to return ministries.
好，所以呢，我想最后请赵忠全牧师来为我们今天的这个聚会做一个祷告，好吗？好，那赵牧师祷告完之后，我们就按着次序呢到前面来。那么这个赵牧师祷告完之后 ，Agnes 还有一些的事情要
报告一下，
报告还是他先报告？
Well, first, I want to honor every one of you coming out tonight.
我尊荣每一位今天晚上来参加。
You may look small in number.
虽然呢，我们人数并不多。
But it's a family.
但是我们是个家。
There is a major impact in the spirit.
所以在灵里呢，我们是有影响力的。
Amen. I want you to really believe that what is being planted today.It's no small thing.
要相信今天所栽种在我们当中的不是一个小事。
I want to honor this dear saint. I call her of ours because we are family.
真是要尊荣呢，我们宝贵的姐妹是我们的家人的成员。
She has a spirit of pioneering.
她是有一个先锋的灵。
For those of us in the beginning of the watchman, she.Really, really help release the watchman, connect the nation.
他开始呢，在那 watchman 这个万国守望者的同行当中，他开始是很重要的一个成员。
We have a joke among us.
我们就当中开玩笑哈。
There are two very capable ladies that help us.
我们当时有两个很能干的姐妹帮助我们。
One is Ruth Wall.
一个就是叫 Ruth Wall.
The one who helped to march with Jesus in Winnipeg.And then we said that between the two of them, they can manage the whole nation of Canada.
我们就开玩笑说呢，就是呢 ，Peg 跟另外那个姐妹呢，她们可以呢掌管整个加拿大了，她们两个很能干。
So at the breakthrough of the watchman, as the Lord was leading us to the nations.
当我们在万国守望者呢要进入列国的时候，我们带那个突破来到的时候
Pat was burdened to step into this ministry.
就在呢我们要进入突破的时候呢，神就给他个负担，要参与以色列的事工。
Those time for me is definitely a loss for the watchman.
那对我们来说呢，当时我们就觉得，哎呀，我们就损失一个非常宝贵的姐妹。
But we knowGod's way is not our ways.
但我们知道神的道路非同我们的道路。
Amen. And if you have heard of Steve Lito,
如果你听过一个人叫 Steve Lito,
how many have heard of Steve Lito?
谁听过他啊 ？Steve.
You must have, of course. Steve Lito is a Jewish a leader the Lord used to release the Russian Jews in Soviet Union.
这个Steve Lito 呢是一个犹太人基督徒，神使用他来释放在俄国的基督徒。
Before、
犹太人
anybody I know, he's a vision and he went into Russia to prepare the Jews, tell them, be prepared, the day will come, you will be going back to Jerusalem.
他就在很早的时候，这个 Steve Lito 就跑到那俄国呢，对犹太人说，你们要预备好，有一天你们就可以被释放的回归以色列。
And he has written a book called Exodus Second.
他就写了一本书，说出埃及第二。
And he told me actually.
跟我说呢。
They came together on the day of the Soviet Union become nation 70 years. On the anniversary. And the Lord gave them a plan to prophesy a new constitution for Russia.
这个 Steve Lito 就说呢，当呢那个时候苏联七十周年的时候呢，他们聚在一起，神给他们有话语呢，要发预言说他们会有一个新的宪法。
He said literally huge angels were carrying him.
当时呢，有呢，这是很大的天使呢，就带着他。
Guess what?
后来怎么样
？Soviet Union communism become common Watson.
结果呢，那个苏联就瓦解了，就没有了。
The Lord released the Jews.
那因此呢，犹太人就从前苏联被释放出来，可以回归以色列。
Over a million。
所以呢，自从呢苏联整个国家瓦解之后呢，就超过100万的犹太人可以从苏联回到以色列。
And I recognize the same mantle is upon the return ministry upon her.
所以呢，我看见呢，同样的这个恩膏呼召在呢这个 return ministry 还有在 Peg Bai 的身上。
Yes.So how many believe the day will come?
谁相信有一天会来到？
Many North American Jews will be going home.
有一天有很多北美的犹太人都会回归以色列，谁相信？
Amen. Know that your prayer here is not in vain.
知道你的祷告不是白白的。
It's not too many people there. I know these people, some of us we know. Actually, one of them is her mentor mother, Doreen, and saying literally, she was with that team. That's why I know quite well.
虽然他们的事工人数并不很多哈。
So, yeah, this is very important.
I just want to honor this woman, Doreen.
提到这个 Doreen,
she's from Sri Lanka.
要尊荣她，她是从斯里兰加来的。
And she took me under her wing.
这个好像我一个熟练的母亲。
And she taught me to pray.
就教导我怎么祷告。
And those of you in this room who know how to pray.
你们当中会祷告的人
，Take a young one under your wing，
你就要带领呢比你年轻的
，and pour your life into them，
把你的生命浇灌在他身上。
Steve Lytle and the ones that he walked with, Shel Schoberg and Roland Smith，
就是刚才提到那个 Steve Lytle 弟兄还有他同行的
，They would call Doreen Wright from her house here in Vancouver，
他们就会打电话呢找这个 Doreen 住在温哥华的
，and they would say Doreen, we're going to the seven capitals of Europe, we need you。
他们就会说我们要到呢欧洲七个首都，我们需要你。
She didn't have two cents to rub together。
可以说呢，她两分钱都没。
She said okay。
她说好啊。
And off she'd go to the airport。
她就去飞机场。
And God would supply。
然后到时神就会供应。
We need that kind of faith today。
她就是这种信心。
And I just want to honor Doreen. She went home to be with the Lord one day before her 88th birthday.
就想尊荣呢这个姐妹
part of that great cloud of witnesses.
She told me
前两天就到天
She has the same birthday day as Gideon.
Amen.
她是跟我一天的生日，这个回到天父那里的老姐妹。
So how many would stand with me to believe God for the impossible.
与我一起站立，我们相信不可能的事。
Can we stand together?
我们一起站起来。
Actually, it was Steve Lito, the depositor, in a way, the mentor to David, Damien.
所以那是刚才我们提说这个 Steve Lito 姐弟兄。
Why they were taking a communion in a train back in Egypt, Europe. The Lord spoke to him, to David.
就是 有一次呢，神就对戴明牧师说
，He said, "Don't ever think that you are the one who bring this to pass."
不要以为是靠你自己让这些事情成就。
These are the ones who have prepared a way for you.
是那些人为你预备道路的。
Shel Shobert, Roland, and Steve were in the car.
那么当时神对戴明说话的时候，就是刚才我们提说有另外三个弟兄在。
And they were talking about Isaiah 19.
那三个弟兄就提到呢，以赛亚书十九章。
They were talking about five cities that would speak the language of Canaan.
那个经文以赛亚书十九章讲到呢，五个城市会说迦南的语言。
They were talking about the city of Heliopolis.
讲到呢那个死亡城啊，灭亡城 Heliopolis.
Found out David was.From that city.
他们同辆车的当中，原来戴冕牧师就是从这个城市出来的，就是以赛亚书十九章。
And actually, I tell you a secret.
还有一个秘密告诉你。
The reason why I stand walk with David is because of that. David Damien.
是因为这样呢，我跟戴冕牧师呢同行。
One day I was in my prayer room.
有一天我在我的祷告室。
The Lord led me to read Isaiah 19.
神带领我读以赛亚书十九章。
Reading that scripture.
当我读到那个经文的时候
，I saw in my spirit the prophets rising up from that book.Coming out of the book.
我在灵里就看见了先知从这个书里面的就出来。
The Lord commissioned me to protect them.
然后呢，神就好像呢，先知从这个书里出来一样，兴起人
，Before anybody really knew them.
神还没有人认识这些神的仆人。
You saw Emil prophesying.
那就上前天你昨天去看见，昨天 Emil 先知就在发预言。
Amen. God is faithful.
神是信实的。
Literally, the enemy would do everything to kill me.
所以仇敌要
or kill Zion.
千万把白祭呢要把我杀掉。
But I'm telling this to you as an intercessor group.
但是我跟你们说，是因为你们是代祷者。
It doesn't take too many.
不需要很多人。
Amen. A few believing God for the impossible.
就是只有几个愿意相信神，相信不可能的事。
How many believers are here?
我们都。有多少在这里
So I want you to join with two, just one or two, because the Lord said two, but when two agree, anything should happen.
两个两个
So I'm going to pray that favor the Lord gave us to see the impossible coming to pass upon each one of you.
就是呢把那个恩宠给我们，让我们看见不可能的事情发生。
So when you pray for Israel, you know it will happen.
所以当你为以色列祷告的时候，你知道一定会发生的。
So Father,
父啊。
Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
The ancient of day have called us before the foundation of the earth.
就亘古长存者从创立世界以前呼召我们的那一位。
We recognize it's you who calls together tonight.
我们知道是你召聚我们今天在一起。
We know that you have chosen each of this one before the foundation of the earth.
我们知道是创立世界以前你拣选我们每一个。
Father, what you have allowed us to experience in the past.
主，你让我们过去所经历的。
To see a nation turning their heart back to you.
看见一个一个国家的心转向你。
Even seeing now China, the families are coming together to come home.
看见呢，在中国里面那个家庭属你的家就合一。
We know it's only a sign of what is about to happen.
就是一个记号，你将要做更大的事。
So today, as we stand as one family before you,
所以主啊，我们现在站在一起是一个家。
Father, may you release the faith that you give us.
主啊，你在我们当中释放信心。
To each one standing before you,
释放信心在我们每个人的心中。
May you multiply 100 times.
呀，百倍的增加。
Because you said.
因为你说
With God, nothing shall be impossible.
在神凡事都能。
Everything you prophesied in the Bible will come to pass.
所有你所预言应许在圣经里的都要应验。
Even I stand here to thank you.
站在这里来感谢你。
You spoke to me through Isaiah 43.
你借着以赛书四十三章对我说话。
And most of the things has already happened.
而大部分的事情已经成就了。
But this chapter is originally for the nation of Israel.
但这一章圣经原来是要给以色列的。
And you ask Zion to be a custodian or part of the blessing only.
你叫我们锡安教会就做其中一个保管者之一。
So today, as the Chinese family standing before you,
今天我们做一个中国的大家庭站在你面前。
We thank you for what you have done.
谢谢你所成就的。
But the time is coming.
但时候到了。
For you to release back the fullness of blessing to the nation of Israel.
是时候你要释放那完全的祝福回到以色列当中。
Is it not life from the dead?
是从死里复生一样。
So Father, when the fullness of the Gentile is now coming in,
主啊，当外邦的日子满足的时候，
May you allow this one to see the whole nation turning the heart back to you.
让我们看见以色列全家得救归向神。
May you see the Jewish family, all those from scattered around the world, two by two, going into back to the land.
让我们看见全地世界各地的犹太人是两个两个这样的归回。
And you let me know one day, just as in Noah's day.
有天你让我知道，正如在挪亚的日子。
When the animals and the birds and the reptiles two by two going into the ark.
就是当时两个两个的动物就这样的一对对的走进那个约柜啊。
It was the beginning of the end of that generation.
就是那一代的结束的开始。
But you said that once again, you will not only shake the earth.
你说你再次的要震动，不只是震动地，
but the heavens.
还要震动天。
Thank you. You allow us to know a little bit.
主，谢谢你让我们知道一点这些。
You said once again.
你说再次。
You will shake.
你要震动。
Which means you have shaken it once.
就说你过去已经震动过一次。
We believe it was when you split open heaven and shook everything, allowed the water to flood the land in Noah's time.
主，我们就相信你第一次震动天地，就是你打开天窗，叫那个降下洪雨在挪亚的时代。
But once again,
再一次
，We know you're about to shake everything that can be shaken.
你再次要震动凡可以被震动的。
May you release the Jews back first, Lord.
主啊，那你就释放犹太人回到他们的国家。
Before they lose everything,
在他们失去一切之前。
When they still have the means, may they hear from heaven, like the birds, like the reptiles, like the animals, two by two, they will go home.
让他们像那些动物一对一对的听到你的呼召，
come on,
回家，回家。
Let's say together, come on.
为犹太人说，
come on,
回家吧，
come on,
回家吧。
Come on, all the Jews,
come
on, come on, go back to your land, go back to your land, before it's too late, go home.
回到
Father, may you release the faith to each one as they stand before you.
我们来释放信
心。To let them know whenever they pray, you will hear the cry.
释放信心在我们当中。释放信心在我们当中。
So even 5 minutes every day.
算每天我们五分钟为以色列祷告。
May you release faith for those who read the book and.Pray accordingly to Shalabatanda.
是的，主啊，就是那些愿意每天五分钟用着这本书来为以色列祷告，你就释放信心在我们的当中。
And we thank you again.
主，我们谢谢你。
Because we pray.
因为我们祷告。
In that name.
奉你的名。
Father, you will not deny.
你不会推却的。
You promise.
因为你应许。
When we pray in that name.
当我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
The name that every knee one day shall bow.
就是万膝要向。
The name who has obeyed you to the maximum.
就是这个名，耶稣的名是完全顺服神的。
We know you honor that name.
父啊，你会尊荣这个圣名。
So, as a Chinese family, we lift our hands.
所以作为华人的家庭，我们举起我们的手。
And we honor that name.
我们尊荣主耶稣基督。
As we pray in that name,
我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
We know you will not deny our prayer tonight.
我们知道你不会推却我们的祷告。
So, we say together in the name,
奉。
Of our Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua,
HaMashiach.
Amen.
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 Let's give the Lord a big hand clap.
Hallelujah.